What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Panels on Pages. My name is Dalibor, and today we're going to talk about a couple movies that have come out, a couple comic book adaptations that I haven't talked about on the podcast yet. We've been gone for a while, and in the meantime, I've had a chance to see both The Batman and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Moon Knight. So I want to just give my quick, rapid-fire thoughts on all of it. If you want a more in-depth kind of analysis on The Batman, I did a conversation with Hadis on the Tangents podcast where I go into a lot more detail. But we're just gonna do a quick overview today. Let's start with The Batman. I think it was a very good movie. Do I think it was perfect? No. Is it my favorite Batman movie? No. That remains Batman Forever. Something about that movie, just the fun of it, the fact that we had a Robin, it felt very superhero. It felt like it had some of that 60s show flavor, but it also kind of brought in the darkness as well. So it was kind of everything Batman that I wanted, besides like the fighting and the hardcore detective stuff. But this movie, The Batman, gave us tons of hardcore detective stuff. Although I will say, granted, it's year two, there's that, but at the same time, he didn't really do a lot of detecting. Like, he kind of put pieces together, but he, like, didn't know stuff. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just that year two. I don't know. Maybe it's just that year two aspect of it where he's not quite fully versed in things yet. He's not really worldly. But it just felt kind of like other people put the pieces together for him. Maybe. I don't know. It could have been better, and maybe he'll get better. Maybe this is a long play, which would be fantastic. Honestly, that would be the best use of having a trilogy, or at least a planned trilogy, I guess. And plus a couple tie-in shows, like that would be the best use for it, in my opinion. If you give me examples of him learning detective work, learning strategy, and these things, and those kind of coming into play later on, that's the absolute. I mean, that's true. Proper character development, and that's what I really want to see. And that's what I really want to see for Gordon as well. Gordon felt completely underused. Really didn't feel like Gordon until the end, where it was just him and Batman going off and doing a thing. Before then, before Gordon kind of went off on his own, he was just like one cop amongst 40 in every scene. Like, there, Gordon to me is a hero character. Every time I've seen him on screen, he's a hero character. In the comics, he's a hero character. He is portrayed by himself with maybe one or two other cops. He has never been one of fucking 40 cops on a scene. Like, it's always Gordon and Batman, or Gordon and, like, you know, Bullock or whatever. All the other cops all the way out there, and then they're like, hey, everyone leaves, and then Batman shows up, and then it's Gordon and Batman, or Gordon and Bullock and Batman. You know what I'm saying? Like, the inner circle has always been kind of tight, and I don't know, like, it didn't feel right, and I guess I don't know how we move from this, where it's like, all the cops are kind of like, yeah, Batman's just gonna show up and, like, help out. Like, how do we move from that to, like, them not being accepting of him at a crime scene? Like, I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, but yeah, I think Gordon needs some work for sure, just like Bruce Wayne. I think Bruce Wayne needs a ton of work. Bruce Wayne, that whole performance was it ever emo. I mean, year two, I get it, you know, he's supposed to still be young, but the Bruce Wayne just wasn't doing it for me. I don't like the, like, perpetual about to say something face, because that's what it felt like. It was like he was about to say something, you know what I mean? Like, his mouth was a little open, he was about to always say something, and then just never did. And then just his, like, general childishness of, like, oh, like, you're not my dad, blah, blah, blah. And it took him the whole movie to be like, oh, this guy actually raised me and has been there for me my whole entire fucking life. Like, that felt like something that he should have already realized. I don't know. I didn't like that. And also, Alfred was horribly underused. Like, he was a plot device. He was like, here, have this guy almost die. Have him solve something for Batman. Have him almost die to, like, make Batman realize that he's been a spoiled brat for apparently 20 years. I don't know. I like Alfred. Like, Alfred is one of my favorite Bat family characters. Horribly underused in this film. But All those things said, the Batman was good. Like, the Batman persona, the Batman, like, motivation, it was all good. It was all well executed. I was a little concerned about his portrayal, but I honestly think he did a really good job as Batman. His Bruce Wayne sucked, but that's, you know, I already said that. The, like, in-between phase, the like, obsessed Bruce Wayne, obsessive Bruce Wayne, where he's still in Batman mode, even though he's not in the costume, that was fine. But just that the Bruce Wayne was really the bad part. The visuals, fantastic. Fantastic. I mean, just, there was not a single moment of visuals where I was like, not even one. And that's rare. I mean, even in a Marvel production, we'll talk about that in a minute, but Multiverse of Madness even had some stuff. The visuals in the Batman, top notch, straight 10. And of course, the breakout stars of the show, the two kind of major villains, although I will give an honorable mention to John Turturro's Falcone, and thank the gods they finally said it correctly. It's not Falcone, it's Falcone. Like, you motherfuckers. He did a good job. Riddler, creepy and too real, like a little too real to, like, this dude, you know, has a couple hundred followers, they're diehards, they believe in his message, that's way too real. Like, that shit is happening right now. There is someone on some dark website that is having this exact fucking conversation. It brought out a little genuine fucking fear in me, and I think that was really, really well done. And, of course, the breakout star of the film, as I really kind of expected him to be, and that is Colin Farrell, who just murdered the role of the Penguin. Just everything. I mean, the makeup, like I said, the visuals are fantastic. So the makeup, all the costuming, fantastic. But then, like, the voice, the, like, mannerisms, just the how he brought it alive. There was literally only, like, one, maybe two spots where I saw Colin Farrell in there. Like, not even, oh, that's Colin Farrell, but just, like, a couple spots where I was like, oh, I could see it. But other than that, fucking top notch. Overall, I think I gave that, like, a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10, something like that. I'm going to stick with that. Like I said, if you want a more in-depth analysis of that movie, go over to the Tangents podcast. We did that a couple weeks ago. Now, Moon Knight, fantastic, great, pretty great visuals. I mean, there's definitely, it's just show, so I don't have, like, the highest possible expectations. But it was pretty good visually. Like, I really had no issues with it. I appreciate the whole experience that they portrayed with DID. I think it evoked in me kind of memories of Legion, which was a fantastic show. I've actually only seen the first season, so it made me want to go watch that show. There was definitely a couple scenes where you're like, shit, like, where are they going with this? Like, is it this? Is it that? Like, there was a couple moments in the show where you had that genuine, like, even my wife at the end was, so wait, which part was real? And that's what you're really looking for in a situation like this. Legion, as I've said many times before, the first four episodes, I literally did not know what was real for the first solid four episodes. Like, insane to be in that position watching a show and being like, is this really happening? Or is this in his head? Like, and that's kind of where we went with this show a lot. The acting, superb, obviously, Oscar Isaac. The bad guy, forget his damn name, you know, Jake. I always remember his name from the Training Day, but I don't remember. What the fuck is his name? Oh my God. Anyway, Jake from Training Day, he did a really good job. His hair, I don't know. There's something off about him, which made me feel uncomfortable, which maybe was part of, like, maybe it might've been intentional, but there was something about his appearance that was kind of, like, off-putting. And like I said, might have been intentional, but good show. Like, solid show. What the fuck was that ending, though? What the actual fuck was that ending? Like, it just cuts off and he wakes up in the room again and he's healed. Layla's not there. We just went from fight scene and then he woke up and everything's gone. I'm like, what the fuck? And then it's like post-credits. Oh, hey, here's how we're going to get more Moon Knight in the future. Which is fine, but how did we get from fucking Egypt back to London? Like, I don't know. It was super, super sudden. I feel, obviously, COVID shooting is a thing. Like, there are limitations, there are restrictions, but still felt like there could have been, like, one more scene where we get a little closure. Yeah, I don't know. Overall, good show. To kind of rank it against the other MCU shows. Because, let's see, we have WandaVision, we have Captain America and the Winter Soldier, we have Hawkeye, we have Moon Knight, we have What If. I think that's everything. Loki. Loki, I think, is a solid 2. Number 1 for me, I think it's got to go to WandaVision. Man, maybe Loki is 3. Because WandaVision and Captain America and Winter Soldier both are just so right there. For very different reasons. I think I got to have WandaVision, Captain America and Winter Soldier, Loki, Moon Knight. I already fucking forgot the list. Hawkeye. I really like Yelena. Shit. They could go either way. Like, I could go either way for those two. What If is last. While it was fun, the style of art is not my favorite. Like, it's, like, really, really flat cel shading. It's, like, trying really hard to evoke comic books. And I don't really necessarily think that did that great of a job. Ironically, another show that is cel shaded but just done very, very much better is Arcane. Arcane feels more like a comic book than What If did. And I think that's telling. Now let's move on to the Multiverse of Madness. Holy fucking shit. Look, I'm not going to say it's this like masterpiece. It's absolutely not this dog shit movie that people have been talking about. Like, there have been people really ripping this thing apart, and I'm like, not really seeing it, guys. A lot of people were talking shit about America Chavez and being like, oh, she's just this like MacGuffin character. She doesn't really have her own thing, and that's kind of the position she's in, right? She is the thing that the bad guy is seeking. And she has to be, you know, tucked away for a lot of the movie. I'm actually trying to not spoil anything. But I do think that there is an arc. Like, we learn about her history. We learn about kind of the reasons. Well, you see this right at the beginning. So we learn about the reasons that she doesn't really know how to control her powers. So we learn those things. And then eventually, I think this isn't really a spoiler, but like, she figures it out. So, she has her own arc. I really, really didn't feel like she deserved the writing for her character didn't really deserve the hate that it received. I think the writing was pretty solid. I really was expecting more of a Ditko-esque, the opening sequence in, what do they call it? The Junction. That is what I expected just a shit ton of. Like, these weird, like, spiral dimensions and everything. We didn't really get a lot of that. We just kind of got a couple alternate universes, which is fine, whatever. I just really would have liked to see more. more universes, at the very least. Like, yeah, we got, like, a little, you know, like, jumped teleportation sequence or whatever that we saw a bunch of different universes. But I would have wanted to see them interact with more universes directly, and there's something to be said for the fact that wasn't there, especially calling it Multiverse of Madness and really only seeing like 3 multiverses. Like, that's, there's something to that, right? That is a perfectly valid critique that this movie has gotten. I think I got to give this movie like a 6.5-7. Not a top 20 movie for sure. I think it'd be interesting. I might do like shorts on the YouTube channel. Might do shorts of just my rankings to see how that goes. Like, do like 3 at a time or 5 at a time. We'll see what happens. But definitely not a top 20 movie. I think it is doing the necessary work to get us to Secret Wars. We now have the words incursions. We have the words multiverse. We have these concepts. We kind of see the effects of what happens when certain things occur. Again, really trying to not spoil a lot of this in case you haven't seen it. There are some certain things that happen. Beautiful cameos. Just man. One I could have done without. One was incredible. One literally made me cry. One was cool, but I'm a little concerned that that's the only time we're going to get that. And it's like, here is the thing you've been asking for literal five fucking years. And then they're not just going to give us that for the mainline MCU. I'm a little concerned about that. But other than that, all the cameos, really fucking solid. Really, really, really fucking solid. I will spoil no fucking superior Iron Man with Tom Cruise. Like, fuck out of here. That was never going to happen. Like, what that... The insanity of that concept blew my mind. Like, the fact that people thought that was going to happen, insane. Fucking insane. Like, nah. And... I think the reason that the movie is a 7 in my head is that it suffers from just the fact that it is the necessary evil. Like, it's the necessary step to get us to other things. It is not really its own movie. And that's unfortunate. But I was just talking to my guy Jason at the local comic shop, and we kind of workshopped out a thing where we could get actual Shumagorath. Because the Shumagorath, or the tentacle eye dude at the beginning, is apparently Gigantor or something. And that is a different creature from a different story or whatever. And apparently this is what Jason told me that he'd seen on the internet, that Shumagorath is more like a boss. This was just like some rando creature that they could just throw in. But because he did look a lot like Shumagorath, I'm feeling like we could get a Doctor Strange 3 where Shumagorath is maybe the main villain and be like, hey, you killed my son or my lieutenant or whatever, you know, like, because that creature definitely looked like Shumagorath. And I feel like they almost certainly intended him to be Shumagorath. And then just somebody was like, I don't know if we just want to like throw away a Shumagorath appearance like that. I mean, because it's the first second technically like action piece, which is like the first 10 minutes, like not even the first 10 minutes. I think it was like the time of the movie was really good. I didn't think it was that, like, it wasn't long. I think it was just like a regular 2-hour film, but it didn't drag on. I think it had a really, really solid pacing. Overall, yeah, like I said, between those three, I still think I had the most fun at Doctor Strange. Batman is last on that list because there is a lot of emotions like swirling around DC properties for me. So like inherently DC films and DC shows are starting like at a disadvantage at this point. I prided myself for the longest time on going into movies and TV shows and stuff without expectations. And DC has spectacularly buried that fucking gauge. And I can't not expect garbage. So I go in having an expectation that the movie's not going to be great. So it has to overcome that. It has to be like mediocre, and then I'd be like, all right, now we're at 0, and then it has to do well. Like, it has to be okay, and then we can start talking about it being mediocre. You know what I mean? Like, DC's got a fucking way to go. But based on rumors, based on certain firings, maybe we get an actual universe head. Maybe we get a DC Feige. Maybe. And if we get someone like that and they can properly like manage the idea of this multiverse that they've created, because they've just gone ahead and started at the point of multiverse, because it's like you have the Batman, which will have its own shows and spinoffs. You have the Joker, which I think hopefully, ideally, is a single one-off, but separate from everything else. You have the Justice League stuff, so like Shazam still kind of up in the air if it actually is still in the DCEU. So like you have these various franchises that may or may not be related, and now with Ezra Miller's bullshit and, you know, them threatening people and all that other shit, we don't even know what the fuck is happening with The Flash. Like, it's supposed to come out this year. I really hope it comes out this year. I hope they just say, fuck it, we're just going to put it out, and then we're going to, like, recast him. Because I said on, we were talking about on the Tangents podcast, they can recast the role of The Flash. Just whatever the last scene is, they filmed, Ezra filmed, like, have him disappear into the fucking Speed Force, and then out of nowhere you bring in a Black Kid Flash, Wallace West, boom, that's where we are going forward. We have a Black Kid Flash start up like a Titans thing. Just, you have a way to go. Like, it's, I just don't think Ezra is built for this life, for this superhero franchise runner life. And they definitely need to be handling some legal troubles, and DC don't want to be part of that. So yeah, I think we gotta move forward. So just put it out, get past it, and go to the next thing. Yeah, DC starts pretty low. It's unfortunate, but like, they're not doing themselves any favors. Fucking, they just announced, holy God, they just announced Gotham Knights. They showed the first artwork. And if you don't know, Gotham Knights is a CW show presumably set in the Arrowverse, or maybe just a show set on the CW and not necessarily in the Arrowverse, because it follows the death of Bruce Wayne, his adopted son, Taylor Hayes or some shit. I don't know what the fuck the name is, because it's not Dick Grayson and it's not Tim Drake. So why do I give a fuck? And the adopted son is being framed for the murder, and then we bring together these young characters, Harper Row, who is a fucking badass, her brother Cullen Row, Carrie Kelly, who is not in the future, okay, sure, and then Duella Dent, and they all team up to clear his name. What the fuck? It's like I said, DC starting pretty fucking low, and they keep digging that fucking hole because no one asked for this. It's like when they say, oh, we're gonna do a Black Superman. Do you mean a Val Zod story? Do you mean a Calvin Ellis story? Oh no, we're just gonna make Clark Kent black. That's not what we asked for as a community. That's not what the Black community who follows the DC Comics asked for. And I am glad that we are getting a Val Zod story on HBO Max, because I am probably going to see that one and not the one that goes out in the theaters, because look, at this point, they're going to need a really fucking good sales pitch for me to go see that movie in theaters. Man, that movie is going to have to be the best Superman movie ever made. I'm saying that right now. Like, the sales pitch, the look, everything is going to have to be the best for me to give them my money for this tokenism movie. Like, that's what it is. Like, you, I don't know. I'm not the only one who feels this way. I fucking love Val Zod's character. Interesting. With Val Zod's character, you can bring in the whole of Earth 2, which is beautifully diverse and has a whole ton of shit going on. But no, we're just going to make Clark Kent black. That'll probably be fine. Look, DC, they're not doing great in my eyes. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. And that's going to come back to bite them for sure. I do want to end on a positive note, though. Even though a lot of people are talking shit about the graphics, the She-Hulk trailer dropped. Super excited. Looks incredibly fun. It looks like if you were to take the idea of Hulk and smash it together with was it Felicity, single female lawyer, doing, you know, out here doing a thing, doing a damn thing, like going into a whole new practice of law. They're creating a superhuman law division, and then also she's a fucking 7'9" giant green woman with hyper strength and fucking invulnerability and shit. I am so hyped for this. People are like, oh, the graphics don't look finished. I don't care. I don't care. If you actually sit down and look at the graphics for the Hulk, he never looks right. But you just let it the fuck go. And then you just enjoy what's in front of you. Because that's what I've been doing for the last 10 fucking 12 years. That's what you've been doing for the last 12 fucking years. Because look at Avengers. Look at the first Avengers. Tell me Hulk looks great. He doesn't. He just doesn't. He doesn't. God forbid, look back at Ang Lee's Hulk. Or don't, because it doesn't look good. You shouldn't do that. Shouldn't. It's a good movie, but it's unfortunate. The point is, humans, we know what humans look like, what you humans are shaped like, what size humans are generally. When you start changing that, adding hues of green and shit, our brains don't want to accept it. It's Uncanny Valley shit. Look it up. It's close enough to be real, but then we start acknowledging that it's fake. Then that's the problem. But you just need to turn that off. You just need to turn that off and enjoy it. We did it with Hulk for years. We can absolutely do it with She-Hulk. I'm excited for that show in August. I'm really excited for Ms. Marvel. That's coming out in a couple weeks. So, lots of Marvel shit. Lots of great Marvel shit. And then we got Thor in a couple months. Ridiculously excited about that one. But yeah. Tons of cool shit. Hit me up on Twitter at Boss Sincere. Hit me up on Instagram at the Dalibor Zhujovic and on TikTok at Pravi Dalibor. Let's have these conversations. I would love to hear anything you want to say about these movies, TV shows, and franchises. Please do fight me on any of these topics and points that I've made. That's going to be it for this one. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you how they been living before they go living. My vision is vivid. I wander the places they marvel. The shit that I'm talking is low-key and novel. Yeah, I'm so lit, but a lonely spark. About to end game like Tony Stark.